Everyone, hope you had a great Christmas. And as we step into the new year and a brand new year, we're in that in between that Twixmas period where it's a good time to sort of reflect on the year gone by, what's gone good, what's gone well, you count your blessings and that sort of thing, and also to look forward for the coming year. And we know that a lot of people set New Year's resolutions in January, like I'm going to get fit, I want to go to the gym, and then they join a gym and by February, they've kind of dropped out. So we want to help you get through this year and make this your best year ever. And I've compiled a list of powerful things, seven things you can do to make 2024 your best year ever. Now, the first thing is to set clear goals. Now, what are you going to do? Start by defining your objectives for the year. What do you want to achieve? Maybe for the month, for the year. And break it down into to bite-sized chunks. And it could be personal growth, career milestones, health targets, relationships, financial aspirations, whatever. But setting clear goals and that are achievable will give you a lot more direction and motivation. And that means writing them down and maybe writing a plan for how you're going to achieve those goals. But it's very important to actually write them down, and then they become more real and definitely more clear. So that's the first thing, set clear goals. Second is to create a vision board, visualization. We think our brain works on visualization. Often you can, I can see a face, but I can't remember their name. You can see it. And people say things like, oh, I can't see it. And they say, look, can you see it now? Yes, I can see it. It's clear to me. Create this, a vision board is like a board where you put photos up of the things or your cuttings or things that you want to achieve. And these will help you manifest your dreams. So craft a vision board with images, affirmations that represent your goals. This is a visual reminder and help you keep focused on your goals throughout the year. Number three, then, is to practice daily gratitude. I've also meant just earlier mentioned that is being grateful for the things that have happened in your life and where you are now. Cultivating gratitude shifts your mindset towards positivity. Instead of thinking, oh, things are bad, things are, why am I like this? You're thinking about the good things that have happened in your life. So make a habit of jotting down and reflect on things you're grateful for every single day. There's always something in the day that you can say, well, I'm grateful for that. It's a simple practice, but it can have a profound impact on your overall happiness. And you might think, well, nothing has gone well today, but it could be anything. It could be something like, you just got here on time, or you were going to catch that train and it was just coming into the platform as you arrived on the platform, and then you got your connecting train and that one was arriving. Think of the good things that have happened. And if you can't think of anything specific, think, well, I'm here. I'm still alive. I'm breathing. I'm healthy. I can tune into a podcast on my iPad, on my phone, on my computer, which millions of people around the world can't do. You probably, if you're watching this, you're probably in a reasonable position. You maybe have food in your belly. All these little things. I turned on the shower. It was hot. It was a hot shower. All these little things. You've got heat. You've got shelter. There's many, many things you can be grateful for, and that makes you feel better and sends that message out that you're a person who practices gratitude. Number four, then, is to embrace learning and growth. Commit to continuous learning. It's not good enough to say, well, I went to school, I went to university, and that's it. Now, this could be acquiring new skills, reading books, training courses, seeking mentorship, coaching, or in your personal growth, investing in that personal growth will enrich your life and open up many, many new opportunities. And I've invested tens of thousands of pounds in my personal growth. And as you know, I have regular podcasts like these. I have webinars where I help people with their money goals and their money issues to build wealth and get control of their finances. All these things and these people who turn up to these things and people who turn up to podcasts and invest in themselves tend to get on much faster in life. Number five, then, is to prioritize self-care. Now, your well-being and your health is non-negotiable, right? Because without health, where are we? What's the point of it all? So schedule a time for self-care activities which will recharge you, reinvigorate you, whether it's meditation, exercise, hobbies, maybe a sport that you do, or spending quality time with your loved ones, going down the gym. Taking care of yourself and eating right is crucial for the coming year. eat right, drink lots of water, eat the right things. I think we all have a pretty good idea of what are good foods, but if not, you can always do some reading on this. Eat things that make you feel good, you know, because your body's not going to send up a message to you, no, this is not right. But you may feel not right by eating certain things. Maybe you have allergies to certain foods. Or, you know, if you eat completely the wrong foods and fast food all the time, then you will be joining, you know, the millions of people around the world that are obese and the millions of old and even young teenagers that are getting diabetes, mainly through the diet and lack of exercise. So this is very, very important. Number six is to declutter and simplify. Clear out your physical clutter, simplify your life. It all sounds easy, but it's a great time to do it. A clutter-free space leads to a clutter-free mind, right? Let things go that no longer serve you. Organize your surroundings. Create a harmonious environment. Letting things go is a very good way of clearing out things from your closet that maybe you haven't worn for years and you're probably never going to wear. And then by giving them to sort of charity shops and thrift shops, you can pass it on. Someone else will use that jacket or that shirt or those, you know, those shoes that you never wore. It's a good way of giving back and letting things move on. And then new, better things can come into your life when you make that space. Okay, number seven then is to take action. Got to take action. Stay consistent. Don't just keep giving up. Dreaming is essential, but action is what turns the dreams into reality, right? Break down your goals into smaller, actionable steps. And stay consistent in your efforts by actually taking action every day towards your goals. And once you start making progress, even if it's small, it is still progress, right? You're moving forward, you're stepping forward. Now, look, those are the seven things, right? Set clear goals, have a vision board, practice daily gratitude, embrace learning and growth, prioritize self-care, declutter and simplify, take action and stay consistent. And that's the seven. But what if you want to choose one of those? Which would you choose if it was just one of those? Which would I choose if it was just one of those seven? Let's say you couldn't get all seven done, but you could get one done. What do you think that would be? Well, for me, I'd have to say prioritizing self-care, right? And why is that? Because it's various elements of well-being, looking after yourself, exercising, eating right, and they have a massive ripple effect on the rest of your life, because without taking care of yourself, you're not going to have the energy and the health to put the effort in to do the other things, right? Let's look at the areas of self-care you can think about. Physical health, engaging in self-care activities like regular exercise, maybe a sport, nutrition, adequate rest and sleep. Sleep's so important. People are not getting enough sleep in today's modern society. Most people need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. If you're not getting that and you're feeling tired in the morning and sleepy in the afternoon, that's maybe the reason why you're not getting enough sleep. What else then? All these things can lead to new energy, better mood, better health and enhanced productivity. It really does make a difference. And to your children as well. If they're doing physical activities, they tend to be better at school. Mental health, taking time for self-care practices such as mindfulness, meditation, engaging in hobbies that help reduce your stress. And these are very important. This will improve your mental clarity, fostering a positive mindset. Emotional well-being, self-care involves acknowledging and attending to your emotional needs. It can include activities like journaling, writing down those things you're grateful for instance, seeking therapy, spending better time and quality time with your loved ones, and enhancing emotional resilience and fostering a healthy lifestyle and relationship. So that's very important as well. And then finally, the work-life balance, right? This elusive thing, the work-life balance, but prioritizing self-care encourages us to set boundaries and allocating time for personal activities, health, that sort of thing, and which can lead to a better balance between work and personal life, reducing burnout, right? Reducing burnout and improving your overall satisfaction. Okay, so great. So with all those things, those self-care and all the seven things we mentioned before can build a foundation, a pillar that can positively impact the various aspects of your life. So the thing is, we're here now, right? What are you going to do right now? Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is a dream so far. We've got to work right now. And remember that this coming year is a blank canvas, right? and we're waiting for you to plant, you know, from that canvas to paint your masterpiece, right? So look, stay resilient, keep going, celebrate your victories, no matter how big or small, and then you can make 2024 your best year ever. So thanks for tuning in. Here's to making 2024 a really extraordinary year filled with growth, joy, health, success, happiness. And don't forget, if you like what I'm saying here, do subscribe to the channel, share the video with someone else to make the most of their upcoming year. And until next time, take care, and I'll see you again in the next podcast. Thanks very much.